Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Seven and a half of the hour now on the Talk Radio Review. We're going to round up all of the stories that have been put forth by Talkers Magazine and discuss as many of them as we have time for with our illustrious cast of characters here. Jennifer Horn is on the program from KRLA in Los Angeles and also on the Good Day program. Also, we have Jay Kirshner, who is my partner daily. We have two partners. Jennifer's around. Jay's around more. Jay's more reliable these days than Jennifer is. So.
Always, actually. Not wasting any time getting into it.
There we go. I'm Doug Steffen, and the ladies are going to do the honors this morning. I thought every time we do this, I try to change it up a little bit so it isn't predictable. But, yeah, we get to talking about as many of the issues as we can. We're going to know what the issues are first. So, Jay, why don't you go through the list of the top 10 issues, according to the research done this week by Talkers Magazine for the country.
Yes. Number 10, the severe winter weather. 9, the World Economic Forum. Number 8, AI and deepfakes. That's a big one. 7, SCOTUS Chevron agreements. Number 6, the U.S. Houthi strikes. Number 5, the Israel-Hamas war. Number 4, government shutdown and Ukraine aid. 3 is the Trump legal battles. Number 2, U.S. migrant crisis. And the number 1 story of the week, presidential race in the Iowa caucuses.
What a surprise, huh? Yeah, we were all sitting on the edge of our seat waiting to find out what that
I hit all heads up.
This week. Yeah. All right, Jen, the people list, if you please.
All right, the guy who just won't go away starts off at number 10. Vladimir Zelensky is on the list, just bubbling under. Number 9 on the list, Hunter Biden. Number 8, Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch. Number 7, the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Number 6, Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Number 5, the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. Number 4, it's a little mishmash. Lewis Kaplan is the judge in the E. Jean Carroll case that President Trump is in right now, alongside Alina Haba, who is President Trump's attorney. So they sit at number 4 this week. Number 3, Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis. And number 2, Donald Trump. Number 1 on the list, Chairman Joe himself, Joe Biden.
All right, Chairman Joe. What do you suppose it's like to have a meeting with Donald Trump the first time you've never met him before, and his people say, well, you should hire this lady to represent you in this particular case. So he goes into a room, never met her before. She's never met him. What do you think that conversation is like? What do you think?
Well, I mean, I can speak from experience because I have a lot of friends who have worked for Donald Trump and who have met him for the first time. Yeah. And from somebody that I talked to in an Uber, who was someone who worked at Mar-a-Lago all the way up to someone who gave him national security advice, everybody says that he remembers your name, that mm-hmm. he repeats a lot of questions, he has a great handle on a lot of things, and that he seems engaged, ultimately, in whatever you're talking about. So yeah. I've heard that from someone who worked in the kitchen at Mar-a-Lago, again, all the way up to an advisor level. So I know people like to think that he's probably this mean and evil, like, weirdo. But
no, I don't think he
for the first time seems to say good things.
You remember my first encounter with him when I was having lunch at Mar-a-Lago. He came over and wanted to know how the crab meat sandwich was.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. He seems engaged. I don't know if I shared this with you, and maybe I didn't, but I just think it's interesting, a little behind the scenes. In 2022, I was invited to Mar-a-Lago because they had a release of the movie 2,000 Mules, and so they had a thing, and I got invited to go. I went. It was weird because it was like a cable prom, a political prom of, like, people that you'd see on the news, all the talking heads. It's very strange, but after is what's interesting. I got an Uber, and I was talking with the guys taking me back to my hotel, and he said that he had worked at Mar-a-Lago, that he worked in the kitchen, and that I said, oh, do you like President Trump? I wasn't putting my own thing. I said, did you like him? And he said, oh my gosh, he was a great man. He always remembered my name, my family's name. He would give, he was very generous. I guess he would give them bonuses and stuff all the time. So, I don't know. A lot of people, even if they don't work there anymore, seem to say nice things about him. And then there's people who write me nasty books. So
there's a reason for that often. I remember encountering Bill Clinton at the when I was much more active politically on the radio than I am now. It was the last day of the convention, if I remember correctly, and he came down. He was walking into. He was going to speak, and I was with somebody that was a member of sort of the political reality, the political staffs, and he'd met him once before, and he'd met me once before, and he remembered both of our names. And I thought, my God, how in the name of God does this guy remember with the thousands of people he meets, hundreds of every day? How do you remember? That's a gift.
And when I met him, he looked at you like you were the only person in the room. There's a sense
Clinton?
Of charisma. Yes.
There's
a sense of charisma that comes with leaders, whether we like their politics or not, but you can tell when they have the it factor. My dad will tell you forever before we realized how terrible he was. He always used to say Gavin Newsom was his favorite Democrat because the same thing. Gavin Newsom remembered his name, looked him in the eye, wrote him a note telling him how nice it was to meet him. It's like there's a special gift that comes with these leaders who find themselves in big office.
And it just comes natural. It doesn't feel forced.
I got a special gift for you, Gavin Newsom.
I do, too, now.
All right. Now, let's talk about Speaker Mike Johnson, because he's done exactly what got his predecessor fired last year. He pushed through this legislation to keep the government open, with mainly the Democrats voting for the project and the idea. So is Johnson going to lose his job? Jennifer, you're pretty close to all of this stuff. For the ultra-conservatives in the House, the right-wing wackos, I call them, are sputtering. He's got to go. So how much of this stuff can go on, and what sort of, this is a sickness, I think, that is, it's just everybody's got to get everybody else. It's like impeaching the president. I guarantee you, I think that, do I need to wash my mouth out with soap? I think it'll be very likely. I see a path where Trump becomes the next president. And so what happens under the circumstances, in the first day of office, I bet you the Democrats introduce some kind of impeachment, depending on where he is with his lawyer stuff, legal stuff.
That's a sad thing. Yeah.
Don't even mention that. I don't want to put that thought out there.
I don't either,
anyway,
but people have been talking about it.
Yeah, well. Anyhow, so where do you, what's different about Johnson and his deal here to keep the government running from when McCarthy did the same thing in October? What do you think?
Well, I think that, first of all, I think that Mike Johnson didn't have as many enemies as Kevin McCarthy did. So Kevin McCarthy already was kind of at the forefront of getting a lot of attention by people in the Freedom Caucus and other members who were not happy with this tactic. So I think Johnson is a little more likable, and probably that helps him a bit. But I don't think that if Mike Johnson continues down this path, that the Freedom Caucus is going to stay favorable to him very long. So,
yeah, but why
I would imagine
the Freedom Caucus, has so few of them, why should they have that much influence?
Because right now that's what they do. I mean,
the
House
not
is
right.
So closely divided. It may
wrong.
Not be, but at the same that's time, right. Some people think that what they're fighting for is right. In many cases, I do think what they're fighting for is right. I mean, passing the government, and I think you'll actually agree with this, passing our problems down the road is only helpful to avoid chaos. It's not fixing anything. And so what doing these politicians?
And it's just till March. This thing just,
right.
just keeps the can
but it's just,
going
but that
goes
was the
March.
Last time. It's just till January. Well, now it's just till March, and we just keep kicking the can down the road all the way until we can't kick it anymore. So at some time we have to make a real switch and fix the problem. And that's why I think in the heart of the Freedom Caucus, what they're saying is right. It's just people don't have an appetite for the chaos or the appetite to make real cuts so that we can actually get to a place where
so then we have no leadership
going.
Really. And then the people say, well, Trump's a real leader, the real thing. Well, when he's in there, he creates chaos as well. You can't get people to agree to his stuff often.
It's
and
just,
so
it's
where the heck
other politicians do, too.
Yeah, all the politicians.
Their own corner. you know, and everybody's got their own perspective. And so instead of making things a little bit better and working towards the end goal on a path, it seems like we all want all or nothing. And that's what causes all the chaos.
So anyway, looking at the total of the tally here, the total was 170 Republicans backing the bill, 106 opposed to it. Wowie zowie. And then the Democrats, 207, supported it at any rate. This would be a challenge. And one of the things that's in here, one of the other items that's on the list, obviously, is the war with Ukraine and what's going on. The problem here is not only Ukraine, but also border security. And there's is there a compromise here? How do you get this stuff figured out? Now that we've jumped into all of this stuff and we are committed to all of this stuff, what do you do? I guess, Marjorie Taylor Greene who said this week that if he does the things that he's doing, she's going to try to introduce a motion to get rid of him. Well, she liked McCarthy. She'd like to have McCarthy back again, much as anything else, but.
Yeah, a lot of people are just disappointed because, you know, Speaker Johnson wants to keep everything going, and I think people would like to see him fight a little bit harder, and that's where the pressure's coming from.
So there's also a side discussion here I see, Jennifer and Jay, about abortion rights. One of the things we talked about on the Good Day program this week was the divide and how serious the main issues are that are distracting for the Republicans and the Democrats. In other words, the Achilles heel for the Republicans is the abortion fiasco. As with the Democrats, their number one Achilles heel is immigration and what's going on the border. And I don't see how these things are getting fixed. Well, in a sense, there's a way to fix them with regard to the states that are voting to put put Roe v. Wade, in essence, in their state back into effect. That's happening consistently. I don't see any consistent way to fix the border because there's one day the Biden people say one thing and the next day they sort of act in a different way. So what in the world? The debate over immigration is certainly, when you look at Biden's approval rating, this is the number one thing that's dragging him down. And so
because all you have to do is look and see the problem.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, coming up, a discussion of the Israel-Hamas war, what's going on there. We have our focus also on what's going on in terms of the social media world. Some interesting things about Reddit coming up here on the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG, and two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin, which is the most amazing, fascinating way to take care of your weight problems that exist today.
It's a great addition to any plan that you've got going on. If you need a little bit of additional help in reaching your weight loss goals, this Calitrin can be the answer. We've been doing this a long time. We're very good at it. You also get a team of support when you buy Calitrin, too. So you're not just taking a product and saying good luck, hope it works out for you. You get a personal Calitrin consultant. You can email them, call them, text them. They're going to be there for you along your weight loss journey. They've got lots of tips and guides that they can send you to help you reach your weight loss goals, and they truly care.
What sort of deals? There's always a deal.
It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month's supply.
Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin. Find it on the web at toploss.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Social media time now on the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, Jennifer Horn on our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. And normally, during the week on the Good Day program at 20-ish past, what are we, 23, 24 after the hour, we take time, spend 4 or 5 minutes on whatever may be trending from social media, some comments from listeners on social media, or what's going on in the technology. So we're just talking off the air about Reddit, and they're set to launch an IPO now. They've been trying for the last couple of years to go public. They see now is the time to do it. And I think that this is something, they value this company at $10 billion. So the founders of it will have a good payday. But the reason that I think it's interesting, and Jay and I have talked about this, they've brought in this past year, not a lot of people have paid attention to it, but yet there's a serious focus on it because they brought in $800 million in advertising revenue. So somebody's using it, somebody's liking it.
Well, people are using it. It's good for blogging or people if they want to get outsiders' opinion on things but remain anonymous rather than post on their other social media where their friends and family may see. They'll do the subreddits.
What are the most used websites? Facebook and Instagram and X. I don't even mention TikTok on the air because they're connected to the Chinese government. I give them no credibility whatsoever. But the younger generation is so clueless about stuff like this, about our relationship, what the Chinese government is all about. They just use it because it's fun. And we don't care about anything unless it's fun. There are. I'm sure I'm swimming upstream on that one. But I have no use for it, and I don't want to talk about it. But I think the first thing I was ever on was Reddit back in the days. I think I remember being in Redding, California, when I first learned about Reddit. And isn't that funny?
Come on, you were making that up.
No, I'm not. It was 1991, I think. I had a meeting with some folks out there and went to visit a station in Chico. And that's when I learned about Reddit. So there.
In 1991? That's impressive because it started in 2005.
No,
you're a time traveler.
No, I think it was Reddit was around in the 90s.
You knew it.
Doing something. Yeah, I am a time traveler. You're right.
You're a shape.
All right, well, let's bring the quantum physics focus back to comments from listeners on our social media. The stories that you are following this week, Jay, who have we got following what? Some of this stuff is pretty obvious, and some of these people, nice to hear from them. I want to talk like Donald Trump has responded. No, that's not Donald Trump. Donald Trump.
Well, Donald Trump has responded, saying anyone else here seem to think the news media is useless. Yep. We can all, it's a unanimous decision.
But this is about, but yet, this is a program about what News Talk Radio is all about. So, if we have the purest definition, if you will, of News Talk Radio, we're talking about what's in the news. How do, maybe we're talking about stuff that really isn't true. Maybe we're having, we're just following something, you know, I look at all of my various sources every day. This lady I was on the plane with talking about lots of different things last night wanted to know what my sources were for the conversation. And I went through the list of newspapers I look at every day and websites and that sort of thing. And we decided that there wasn't much there that you could really count on. So what the heck are we doing, I guess, to ourselves in the sense of what is the news? And how do we?
What if we are all actually in a deep fake simulation?
Yep. Exactly. All right, what else do you have for comments about
Martin J. says, following that CNN is refusing to declare Trump the winner in Iowa.
Did they really?
It was silly because what a lot of the networks did after Trump won, I mean, in a huge way, you can say what you want, but he won 51%. A lot of the networks came out and said, well, that's really not that much, even though it was historic.
Yeah, but what
that's
do
really
you
not
expect?
That much. He lost 50% of Iowa.
Yeah, well, what do you expect? And that's kind of true when you look at the numbers. All right, 28 after this is the Talk Radio Review.
Talk Radio Countdown.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. U.S. lawmakers are approving another stopgap spending package that officially keeps federal agencies funded through early March, sending the measure to the White House for President Biden's signature late Thursday. The House approved the shutdown averting legislation just hours after the Senate's relatively speedy passage. Audio from the 911 call to send Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin to the hospital January 1st. A top aide asking for discretion.
Can I ask that Can the ambulance not show up with lights and sirens? We're trying to remain a little subtle.
In that recording obtained by CNN, the dispatcher explains that ambulances usually turn off lights and sirens on residential streets. Austin was treated at Walter Reed Hospital earlier for prostate cancer. The White House, Congress, and the National Security Council were not informed until days later, which has drawn intense criticism from members of both parties. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's now 34 after the hour of the Talk Radio Review, rounding up some of the stories, our thoughts on the big stories of the week, according to the list that's prepared by Talkers Magazine. You can find it at talkers.com and at gooddayshow.com. Jay Kirshner is here from the Good Day program, Jennifer Warren from Good Day, and also Carol A. I'm Doug Steffen. Before we move on to something else, I'm thinking about something that Trump, there's a couple of Trump. Well, Trump is obviously in his own world. I think, what is he, number two this week? There was a social media post in which he said that presidents should be immune from criminal charges for anything they do while they're in office. Yeah, that's something. I mean, you'd expect him to say something like this.
Well, it's, by the way, it's actually true via the Constitution. It is true that president.
So you could kill the president, could murder his vice president.
Well,
and,
wait a second.
Nothing would happen.
So there's a but. So you are immune from crimes, because think about it. If you launch a war, like, you can't. When somebody, a wartime president, gets out of office, they can't be put on trial for launching attacks against their enemies. So there is an immunity that's offered through the Constitution. But there is also the ability of Congress to impeach someone, and that's exactly what happened to Trump. So he was impeached, and then he stood trial in the Senate, and he was acquitted in the Senate. And so his legal team is saying that because he was acquitted in the Senate, there's no way that he could be criminally charged because it's double jeopardy, essentially. Make sense?
Yeah, that does. But what about other things that he could do or anybody could do?
It would be the same process.
Well, he could shoot somebody and
I think what they're saying is that the impeachment would have to happen, and then the trial would be the Senate. So you could be, I guess, arrested, impeached, and then the Senate would impeach you, and then you could sit trial for whatever charges. You'd be arrested, I'd imagine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So as long as we're on Trump for a minute, apparently some of his lawyers were before the Supreme Court this week, And they were arguing that, I think we were talking about this off the air, removing him from ballots would unleash chaos and bedlam. There are people who, there's a book out now, and it was not, by the way, the stimulus for the movie that's coming out this summer about a civil war in America. But there is a book that I became aware of yesterday, actually last night on the plane. This lady I was talking to was touting a book that she'd read about civil wars and what causes them and what creates them. And it's people and situations that we have, like we have here in America, but there are a lot of other countries that are on the verge of civil war because there's so much dissension. Really, the amount of chaos. So in terms of Trump and the Supreme Court, he filed a brief asking the court to rule that the 14th Amendment doesn't prevent him from appearing in the primary. What's the argument, though?
Well, what's really strange about this, and I had someone on from who actually filed a brief on Trump's behalf from the Pacific Legal Foundation in this matter, and that is after the Civil War. So in the 14th Amendment, it said that you could not run for office if you were part of an insurrection or overturning of government after the Civil War. Of course, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. But they voted, there was an amendment in Congress that actually nullified that to only a certain class of only two different congressional classes to take care of people who were part of the Civil War and who were not with the unified America afterwards. So what they're arguing that Trump cannot be on the ballot with the 14th Amendment was actually nullified by Congress. And this group that I talked to, really interesting, you do well talking to him, he's a really nice guy, they filed a brief within the Supreme Court saying that law doesn't even exist anymore. So I don't know why Trump's legal team hasn't picked up on this. Maybe they don't know. And that's sadly the case, is that I think you get so many lawyers out there arguing for things and they haven't even read the changes that have happened.
Yeah. All right, anyway, and the same thing went on in Washington State and yada, yada, yada. The other thing that I find interesting before we move on to the Chevron rule is the fact that Andrew Yang, who was in New York's political circle, he ran for mayor, and didn't he run for something else?
I mean, he ran for president, didn't he?
Yeah,
he
was
last
on the,
time around.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Last time around. Very interesting candidate. So he's stumping for Dean Phillips in New Hampshire. Apparently, Dean Phillips is gaining some traction in places like this. There was a debate, sort of, on News Nation the other night. And let's see, Dean Phillips was there. Zenk Younger, I never can pronounce his name. Can you do it better than I do?
No, he's not right. From the Young Turks, yeah.
Yeah, well, he was on what was the liberal network that I was on in the morning and he was on? Lasted for a few years. What the heck was the name
of
that?
Was it Air America?
It may have been Air. There were two of them. It may have been Air America. Anyway, he's got a lot of gas. That I remember about him. Anyway, who's the third person? Oh, well, Williamson. Marianne Williamson was a part of the debate.
The forgotten candidate.
Yeah, well, she's actually got a lot more to say, for me anyway, even though she's kind of an egomaniac. She has a lot to say about stuff that I frankly agree with, a whole lot of what she says about what the attitude in our country should be toward, you know, a lot of the issues of the day.
It's just sad because they don't get any coverage.
No.
You know,
the news media dismisses
coverage,
them.
No way.
The fact this news media in this country is so damned corrupt.
So blatant.
It is. Yeah, it really is. It's laughable. The stuff that goes on. All right, the Supreme Court this week took up what's called the Chevron rule. And no, it has nothing to do with Chevron oil, although it kind of does. This is a rule that allows government bureaucrats, people who are not elected, to make rules, to promulgate rules and regulations, and to enforce them. And this is something that goes back, I think, to the 1980s. I am so hepped up about this. I just hope that the Supreme Court stands its ground and throws this damn thing out. The three most liberal members of the Supreme Court don't want to throw it out. The rest of them seem to. At least that's the way their body language and the questioning went. And if you don't know about it, this is one of those unseen things. I'm certainly glad it made it to the top 10 this week as far as talkers are concerned. I'm afraid that a lot of people don't understand it yet. I hope that there will be more information forthcoming so that people can understand the gravity of the situation. I use as an example a guy from this 23-year-old wet behind the ears Jerkelberger from the EPA who came to my farm once and said he was trying to discuss waterways and what the federal government could regulate, and there was a puddle in my driveway, and he said, "That's a waterway. We're going to regulate that." And I threw him off the farm. And that's the kind of stuff, though, that's not really an extreme example. We all know. And we've all had experience probably with one regulation or another, depending on, I mean, in our business, the Federal Communication Commission has decided that they don't want to open up or broaden the way that stations are owned. And therefore, you know, almost they resign us or the radio world to a secondary position because the radio has been so inundated or affected by podcasting and things like that. That it can't survive the way that it is. Look at one of the biggest companies in the radio business declared bankruptcy last week. And yet the FCC said, nope, because there are more Democrats than Republicans, and the three Democrats, yep, they got together, nope, we're not changing the rules at all. Well, who the hell are you? Well, you're not a legislative body. It should be the legislature that decides that, not you guys. And this, it's across the board. You look at any rules and regulations of any of these agencies, their damn things are out of control. So this would limit, this would curb their ability to interpret their own regulations. And I hope the Supreme Court does exactly what we're suggesting here. What about it, ladies? Are you following this? You know anything about it?
This or is the I first time I've heard about it. Isn't that interesting?
Really?
And yeah. I follow this stuff pretty closely.
Yeah, no, check it out. It's on the list here. All right, let's pause for a moment, and we'll dismount, regroup, and attack as we continue on the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio and the Talk Radio Review. I'm happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin. And so we're kicking off a new year, and a lot of times at the beginning of the year, people who have gained the weight need a little extra help.
Well, you know, Calitrin is great for any addition to any health plan that you've got going on, whether you're trying to work out, whether you are trying to diet, maybe you're doing the meal plans. Calitrin is a health supplement that works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. This is one of my favorite sales because I think it's great for everybody, whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds to lose. It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month supply. Plus, there's a free month on there too. So you're basically buying 3 months, getting one free, and saving $30 off. It's all on our website, toploss.com.
Find it on the web at toploss.com. Elizabeth, Happy New Year. Happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin, which is the most amazing, fascinating way to take care of your weight problems that exist today. So how does that figure in to working with Calitrin?
You know, Calitrin is great for any addition to any health plan that you've got going on, whether you're trying to work out, whether you are trying to diet, maybe you're doing the meal plans. Calitrin is a health supplement that works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. And it's safe, too, even if you're on medication.
So as we begin the year, what do we have for the month of January that helps to encourage people to participate?
It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month supply. Plus, there's a free month on there, too. So you're basically buying 3 months, getting one free.
Elizabeth Miller from Top Loss from Calitrin. Find it on the web at toploss.com. Elizabeth, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG, and 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Stephan Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. All right, back in focus here at 46 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horne, Jay Kirshner, Doug Stephan. So let's talk about the war in the Middle East between Israel and Hamas and the continuing protests that are happening here and elsewhere around the world. There is a focus, interestingly enough, on Israeli women who are in the military. There are female soldiers on the front lines. And I remember going down to the Jordan River. Remember, were either of you with me on the day that I was at the Jordan River?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the two women that I talked to, they were both soldiers. They, when I walked down, the Jordan River is like Bating Brook that goes through my property. It's about 20 feet wide. You know, you hear all of this stuff about the when Jesus got baptized in Jordan River, yada, yada, yada. So the Israeli soldiers are on one side and the Palestinians are on the other. And they talk to each other all day long. They become friends. And, you know, it's it was really a very interesting. I watched them, and then I was talking to the two Israeli soldiers, and then I started talking to the two Palestinian soldiers. They're on the other side of the river because you can have a conversation because it's only 20 feet wide there.
Mm-hmm.
And it just is. It just shows you the irrelevance of some of this stuff. I'm talking about the reason for the war. The Palestinians do not want to fight with the Israelis. The Palestinians, the Muslims, and the Jews, and the Christians all get along fine in Jerusalem and pretty much everywhere around Tel Aviv or any place that they have connection up and down the border. It's not until these sorts of things like the invasion of the body snatchers here from Hamas. Right, exactly. So anyway, Israel this week apparently reduced the intensity of the campaign in the northern part of Gaza. The sounds of gun battles apparently are becoming less frequent. I can see this thing, Netanyahu has, it almost feels like he's had enough. This week it became known that a public school in Brooklyn, this is one of those things, the teacher wants to teach the kids, what to think, not how to think. So he puts a map of the Arab world on the the blackboard or whatever it is, the wall of the school, and he omits Israel and says this is what the map of the Arab world should look like. How do you get away with that? Seriously, how do you as a public school teacher get away pulling a stunt like that? We've got a real problem in our school system, as we all kind of know.
Yep.
And then the story of the three 20-year-olds that walked into the path of the students in Vermont that waited for the students. I can't pronounce their names, and it's not important to the story. The Palestinian students that were shot in Vermont. You know that story? Have you heard that? What happened with that bunch? This has been all over the place. This is another example of what happens since Israeli occupation began in the West Bank and all the protests that are on, Burlington, Vermont's a big college town. So the fact that there are people being accosted even in Burlington, Vermont, but mm-hmm. college campuses all over the place, if you don't believe what we say, you should be, shot. And that's what happened. So this is a real, again, misinformation, and the reason I brought the thing up in Brooklyn is because that's the seed for the misinformation that creates the kind of scenarios in, like we talk about in Vermont, where these people were shot because they don't have the right information. They have a spin on things, which is it's really dangerous circumstances, I think. 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. Keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown. Well, actually, I stumble around on that because it isn't really the Countdown Show. It's the hour that accompanies the Talk Radio Countdown Show on the stations that carry the countdown all around the country every weekend. We have 2 hours of phantasmagorical broadcasting, and one of them was Michael Harrison, that actually is the countdown. And then we have Jennifer Warren, who's here from KRLA and also the Good Day program. Jay and I do the Good Day program every day. And so here we are focused on the election. All right. What happened in Iowa? All right. So that's done. Let's fast forward. Let's move to New Hampshire, shall we? The Iowa was about Republicans. Now the New Hampshire campaign is about everybody. It's about the Democrats, about the Republicans. I don't even know, though. The question here comes on independence. Is there any place for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on the primary ballots in any state? How do these people come
into... He's on some of the ballots, but they're doing to him what they're doing to Trump in some places and kicking him off, which I think is so ridiculous and just shows they're afraid of him.
But who has the power to do that? Who gets away with that sort of thing?
Secretary, it depends on the state leadership, and it depends on the process. It's hard to answer in every state because every state has a different way. But typically you have to look at the Secretary of State, who's in charge of most elections across the country.
Right. And they have the power to do this sort of thing? Can they be taken to court? I suppose they could be. Anybody.
Well, look at it. You've had the Colorado Supreme Court involved. You have the Secretary of State in Maine. Colorado was trying to throw Robert F. Kennedy off the ballot, too. I mean, the problems that Trump and RFK Jr. are having with people who are afraid of just letting them be on the ballot, letting the people decide, is pretty unbelievable.
Yeah. So
considered like election fraud?
I don't know. It is. It should be, I think.
I don't know. And how many distractions do we have for all of this stuff? I know you love talking about Alejandro Mayorkas and whether the Republicans can get him impeached. Does this affect the people who are Democrats voting for Democrats? Does this affect the outcome of elections, things like this? Do people say, look at those damn Republicans. Look at what they're doing. Look at the waste of time.
Honestly, I'm not sure how many people even know what's happening at this moment. I think we know because we're covering it. But I can't tell you if we walk down the street if anybody even knows who Alejandro Mayorkas is, probably.
Mm-hmm. All right. Here's something that I want to, before we leave Biden, this kind of a weird write-in campaign in New Hampshire. The Democrats up there are really annoyed that Biden tried to kill their primary. So this is kind of like a jilted lover scenario, right? They want to help Joe Biden. And it's the first, wasn't it? He didn't win a primary until he got to North Carolina 4 years ago, right?
South
was it North Carolina,
Carolina
South Carolina?
That was the big shift. I mean, they used James Clyburn to get him to win South Carolina, and then they cobbled together a narrative that Joe Biden was going to be the nominee and forced everybody out. That's how the Democrat Party operates.
That's Susan Rice. Pretty much that's Susan Rice, although the chair of the party is Ray Buckley. I don't know anything about him. What do you know about him? Anything?
Not much, actually. No. I should probably know more.
Well, I don't know. The thing is that's so bizarre about this stuff is there's so many people behind the scenes that, as you have suggested there, Jennifer, they want to manipulate. Mm-hmm. They want to push things, and they can get away with it. And one wonders if there really was a news media doing its job, why wouldn't there be people inside who were covering this sort of thing so people would be aware of how manipulative the party leadership is when it comes to you and your vote? You don't have a choice. They're the ones who are making the choices.
You just asked about how Kennedy is doing in New Hampshire. The last poll was Suffolk University. He's polling at 8%.
Well, New Hampshire is one of those states where he would, you know, there would be probably he'd do pretty well. All right, so
maybe
here's something. With regard to elections, Jay, Dennis Kucinich, one of my favorites. We need to find him because I'm sure he'll remember me. I loved him. He was a congressman for a long time from Cleveland. He also managed Robert F. Kennedy's presidential campaign. That was the father. He's running for Congress in Ohio now as an independent because he can't stand the Democrats. And I'll bet you with name recognition, he'll win. So, you know, you look at some of the we tend to just focus on Trump and Biden. But there's so many other things going on behind the scenes. How much time do we waste on Ron DeSantis? Come on. He's going no place.
Nowhere fast.
No.
Yeah.
No, nowhere at all. All right, that's the number one item this week here on the Talk Radio Countdown and the Talk Radio Review. 59 past the hour now.
Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you. Buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.